everyone. Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of February 20th, 2012. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and pre-Oscar, Melissa Hansen.
Hello, everyone.
Less than 1 week till the Oscars.
Wow, yay.
Let the hype and buzz begin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're going to start shutting down streets in Hollywood. It's going to be difficult to get around town.
Yeah.
So, we're both on the mend, almost completely recovered from our flus.
Almost.
Still coughing a little bit. But what has your week in entertainment looked like?
Couple big things. One, yeah. I ended up going to Disneyland a couple times this week.
Really?
Yes, I did. And I have to tell a story.
Okay,
it's just too funny. So I'm waiting in line on a ride, and the people in front of me are like taking pictures of something, and they're laughing. So I turn to see what they're doing, and there's this old fat guy with a corn dog.
Okay,
fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It's an amusement park. But then he's holding the corn dog at like an arm's length in front of him and taking pictures of it. But then taking pictures of it with, like, the Ferris wheel in the background. And then taking pictures of it with the roller coaster in the background. And he, like, 5 minutes stood there and turned around took pictures of his corn dog. And then wandered off. And he didn't even eat it yet.
Isn't that what people do with, like, that flat Stanley? That
right.
They go to different places
like,
and take
it all over. So I don't know if, like, he doesn't have friends. So he's taking picture of his corn dog or what the deal was. But everybody in line sat there and, like, laughed.
Okay. Let's just hope the corn dog wasn't like 2 days old and he had been taking pictures all over town.
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't know what he want to know what he did with it after.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Anything else entertainment?
Yeah. The other big entertainment thing is I finally watched most of.
Yes.
So nobody spoil it for me because I haven't watched the last few episodes. But Misfits.
Oh, this is the BBC.
Yeah, it's a British series. It's on Hulu here in the States. You know, I'd seen the previews, and I kind of had in my head what it would be.
Yeah.
And it was nothing like that, except for good. I thought it would be good, and it is good.
Yeah, I've heard, like, X-Men. It's these kids who get powers. And
kind of. And I was thinking, wasn't there, like, Misfits of Science?
There was, with Courtney Cox on NBC.
Right, and I was, I don't know, I guess, because Misfits, I kind of had that in my head, and that it'd be kind of funny and slapsticky. And
yeah.
The plot is there's this group of kids. They're actually, like, very young adults, like kind of college agey.
Yeah.
And they all have community service. And their first day, there's, like, all of a sudden this, like, wacky storm, and the sky turns black, and there's, like, massive hail, like, you know, size of beach balls hail.
Okay.
And they run for cover, and they end up getting, like, struck by lightning. And then they have superpowers. Yeah, and I thought it'd be funny. Oh, these superpowers and whatever. But it is incredibly serious and dramatic.
Huh.
And, I mean, there's funny stuff in it. There's one character, like, kind of the smart-ass kid.
Okay.
And he's very funny. But it's not a comedy. And it's most definitely not for children.
Oh.
It is, all of a sudden, there's, like, bloody violence. And then there's lots of swearing, and there's lots of sex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is actually one of the big sex scenes, because it's a British series.
Yeah.
It started, and the girl took off her shirt and lay down in the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, she has real boobs. Because they kind of, like, went to the side and went in. They weren't, like, big plastic fake that just, like, straight out, like, in front, not moving.
Nice.
And I was like, and all the girls have real boobs.
You'd never see that on American TV.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. That's actually one of the things, like, I took away from the show. I was like, oh, British women have real boobs.
So how many episodes are there altogether?
There's three seasons.
Okay.
And it's like the first one, or series, because it's British.
Right.
The first series is like 6 episodes. The second one's like 7. The third's like 8.
And then they're done after that? There's no more.
Well, that's all that's been. The third season aired this fall in England, and it's been renewed for a fourth season, but it hasn't started yet.
Okay. All right.
The thing about it is the first season is one of the best seasons ever of television.
Well, of television across the globe that you've ever
seen. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was an amazing season. Second season was pretty good. Third season, the smartest character, Robert Sheehan, is the actor, played Nathan. He's not on it.
At all.
So this is like what I call the coupling effect.
Oh, right.
Like those
Where
of you
Jeffrey
that saw that,
gone.
Jeff isn't in the last season. And everybody does a great job, but it's just not the same show.
All right.
And the same thing with this. And they bring in a new actor and a new character, and he's great. He's really good, but it's just there's something lacking without this main character. And now the fourth season, there's a couple other of the cast that are not going to be back.
Gotcha.
That's from the beginning. So it's going to be different to see the fourth season when that comes out. But really, if again, this is something kind of different, which is what I love about Hulu. Yeah. You can find stuff that's not just typical TV
mainstream
shows.
Yeah.
It, like I said, it's mature audiences, but it is excellent.
Huh. Now, which one of the American series has bought the rights to this? Because you know damn well something successful.
Yes, it has. It's pilot season.
Right.
Right now, so it's, you know, people are proposing shows for next season.
Yeah.
And this is actually to remake this an American version.
All right.
We'll see if it gets picked up.
Okay.
Or not. And again, why bother? Go watch the original.
Right. Is that all?
Yep.
All right. I have finally seen The Artist. It only took how many months that it's been sitting here waiting for me to watch? The hype has been huge. It's the buzz for this weekend's Oscar ceremony is that it's going to sweep. And,
it's been building
since the Golden Globes.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So, yeah. I enjoyed it. I wasn't overwhelmed by it.
Really? Because it's supposed to be like the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a French film. It's a French production company.
Okay.
Its star, Jean Dujardin, is a Frenchman.
Oh, that's pretty good. Good job.
Thanks. I'm going to butcher the next one because his leading lady is Berenice Bijo. She's Argentinian.
Okay.
Both of them are outstanding. You're going to see some other familiar American faces, like John Goodman plays the studio executive, and James Cromwell plays the silent movie star driver, and Penelope Ann Miller plays his wife.
She hasn't been in anything for a while.
No, and she's not aging well. She looks much older than you'd think her. She's definitely aged, and I don't think it's the makeup that they did for this particular film. Missy Pyle, who's done a lot of stuff. Here's the thing. So this movie is basically Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
If Don Lockwood refused to do The Dueling Cavalier.
Okay.
And said, I'm not going to do talking pictures. I'm just going to stay in the silent films.
Got it.
And Kathy Seldon went on to have a fantastic career of her own.
All right.
So the setup is exactly the same. He meets this young unknown actress who then, you know, becomes his on again, off again love interest.
Okay.
He's this big silent movie star. And the industry changes from silent movies to talking pictures. And then he's out. So, but he decides he's going to stay in silent and he's going to
keep making silent movies,
but nobody wants to see. And then she goes and becomes this fantastic talking picture superstar.
Got it.
But she still loves him and everything that he did for her, and he's in a terrible marriage, and it gets very dark.
Oh.
You know, he tries to commit suicide, and it's...
Spoiler!
Sorry, spoiler.
well, I know. I had no idea it was so dark. I thought it was kind of a light.
It's
movie.
Played for comedic elements, but there's some very dark and disturbing moments, especially his decline and the fact that his career is over and he's chosen to do this, and his pride is so great that he can't make himself go into talking pictures, even though that's what people would like him
to.
And it does resolve, and it does have a happy ending, and it does end, you know, with the birth of the great American musical. So it's fantastically filmed. It's beautifully staged. I just don't think it is this amazing picture that has never been seen before. Because like I said, I love Singing in the Rain, and it's one of the classic films of all time.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So it's not like none of this stuff is brand new.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth seeing, especially if you like this. I know some people, my parents especially, had a hard time getting into it because it is a silent movie.
Silent. Yeah, we're not used to that.
And they do not take every line of dialogue and give you title cards.
They don't.
No. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff. If you lip read, that's great. Otherwise, it's just going to be lost.
So it's not like subtitles.
It's not subtitles.
Title cards like classic silence.
Right.
Okay.
And there's a weird dream sequence that he has where he has no voice, but everything around him is heard. All the sounds.
Oh. Okay.
Which is interesting. But... there's some disconnects in the way the story's told, and I don't think it's a perfect film.
Okay.
I commend them for what they did. I think it's an interesting experiment, but is it the best movie of the year? I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see, because it's kind of on a roll.
It is. It's on a huge roll. So, and given that the Academy is an older audience, very white.
Right, yeah.
Very affluent. This might be the thing that gets the votes. So.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look and see what's been going on at the box office this past week.
Okay. Well, we're back because we had the spike.
We have that huge, yeah.
Right, where it was like 40-some million. We're back into, 20-some million for the top
pictures.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
What would have been about that week that would have been last week?
Huh. Yeah, just the new stuff coming out.
Anyways.
Yes, we're back to Safe House.
Which is the Denzel Washington.
Right, which came in first with just 24 million.
Okay.
And then The Vow with 23.
God,
and then, seriously, people, Ghost Rider.
How much?
Spirit of Vengeance, 22 million.
Serious? Well,
came
what?
In third for the week. What is wrong with all yous?
There's other stuff out
then,
there, people. You don't need to see
then,
Nick Cage. Yeah.
Fourth on Journey 2, The Mysterious Island.
Right, which is a family picture, so I can see
right,
people wanting
right.
it.
Right. And I actually, one of my friends, Mark, saw it and posted on Facebook that it was actually really good, and he was surprised that it was good.
But we like Dwayne Johnson. I mean, I think he's.
Yeah.
He's
I can't call him that. I still have to call him The Rock.
No, he's done
he's
these family
fun
films.
Fun to watch.
Yeah,
he's really fun to watch. Yeah. So, and then This Means War, the action romantic
The Valentine's
comedy
Day thing.
Yeah, with 17 million.
All right. Is Star Wars on there at all?
Yeah, it's sixth. And then Chronicle, The Woman in Black.
So this my expectation that Star Wars was going to clean up and all these people were going to go see 3D.
Nah.
Just
Star Wars was under 8 million
George
this
Lucas.
Week. Star Wars has grossed less than 34 million.
Well, maybe people are finally wising up to realize that 3D is not all that.
Please, please let that be.
Yeah. Coming up this weekend at the box office, some interesting stuff, but just a handful. Wanderlust, which is that Paul Rudd, Jennifer Aniston romantic comedy about
with her boyfriend. What's
right, Justin Theroux. Yeah. So they stumble upon this free love nudist camp or something like that, and then have to meet all these wacky characters. Whatever. People are going to go see it, obviously, but I'm not going to waste my time. Gone, which is Amanda Seyfried. Her sister goes missing, and she thinks it's the serial killer who kidnapped her a couple years before.
Right, right. And, nobody believes her and stuff, so it's a big thriller.
Right. Jennifer Carpenter, Wes Bentley, Michael Paré, who's been working a lot. For the guy who
Was he, really?
Yeah, Eddie and the Cruisers and then disappeared.
Yeah, good.
He's doing a lot of direct video stuff. Daniel Sinjata, the guy from Rescue Me.
Right, right. Yeah, he's good.
Tyler Perry has a new movie out.
Really?
It's not a Madea movie, though.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. So he plays a businessman who has this,
So he plays a man?
He plays a man.
Excellent.
With a beard.
So we're all really sure he's a man in this one.
He plays this executive who has his, life all laid out for him. And then he meets this single mom who is the office's new cleaning woman. And his whole life gets turned inside out.
Oh, all right.
So in typical Tyler Perry fashion, I'm sure there's all these interesting secondary characters. And,
yeah.
You know, Tyler gets a bad rap sometimes. He does create interesting stories.
He does.
He's
very good at what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't necessarily like overall what he does.
Right.
But he's very good at it.
Right. Interesting. Other people in this movie, Thandi Newton, Gabrielle Union, Jamie Kennedy, Eddie Cibrian, and Rebecca Romijn. So not the usual Tyler Perry crew.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That could be that might be one I'd actually be willing to see.
Yeah. And I think Alex Cross, the movie that he's doing.
Yes. That I'm actually excited about.
It's got an October release date.
Okay.
So
excellent.
We can see that coming this fall.
Good.
And then there's one other movie a little under the radar thing called Act of Valor.
Yeah, this is interesting.
It's about elite Navy SEALs who go and rescue a CIA agent.
But it's played by real Navy SEALs.
Oh.
It's not a documentary.
Is Monty in this?
No.
Okay. One of Melissa's friends from high school is a Navy SEAL trainer down in San Diego.
Right. So, hey, Monty. And Corey and Anna and Brody, so they don't feel left out.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's like real Navy SEALs in it, but it's not a documentary. It's an interesting movie.
Huh.
We'll see how it does. We'll see how it does.
All right. Well, if you're not going to the box office and you're waiting for the Oscars next weekend, there's some stuff on DVD and Blu-ray that you can check out while you're waiting.
There's actually one thing I think it's interesting. I Ain't Scared of You. It's a tribute to Bernie Mac.
It's the Bernie Mac thing. Yeah.
He's
a Chicago guy, very nice guy, very funny guy, whose life was cut way too short.
Yeah, very sad. Honey and Honey 2 are out on Blu-ray.
Now, this is not Jessica Alba again, right?
The second one's not.
Else.
No, but Jessica Alba's in the first one, which is now out on Blu-ray for the first time. So, Yeah, if that's your thing, go for it.
Otto Preminger's Anatomy of Murder, which is supposed to be fantastic, I have not seen, is coming to Criterion.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know that'll be obviously a good release of it.
Right. There's a Carpenter's concert disc from 1972, and I'm not sure if it's television. It probably was filmed for television, but the Carpenters were a huge thing when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were a super group.
And still some of the best Christmas stuff.
That's
true. You hear it every Christmas, and it's like the best.
That's true. We were talking about British sci-fi. Here's another one that just, a new series from BBC called The Fades.
Right.
Which is like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, except it's...
It's a boy.
It's Bobby the Zombie Slayer.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. There's some stuff. Marcy May Marlene.
Right.
Which is Elizabeth Olsen, which is the Olsen
younger
twins'
sister.
Little sister. And she is supposed to be phenomenal on this.
And it's really a disturbing story, too, about a girl in a cult who tries to get away.
Yeah, but her performance was supposed to be great, and she just in general is getting some great recognition for her talent.
Not so great movie on any front, J. Edgar.
That's
Clint Eastwood's movie biopic of J. Edgar Hoover starring Leonardo DiCaprio. I watched it again today because I'm writing up the review for Verdict, and it didn't impress me any more than when I saw it the first time.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah.
I don't care about these characters.
That's not good.
Dustin Lance Black, who did an amazing script for Milk, for Harvey Milk.
And you loved every single character in that movie.
Pooches this whole thing. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's not
too bad. Yeah, it's got like everything.
Time.
All the elements are there to be a great picture.
Nothing
just
works.
Gel.
Judi Dench is in this and it doesn't work.
Well, that is saying something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. The other big movie that's coming out, Tower Heist.
Oh, yeah.
Ben
Speaking
Stiller,
of Oscars
Eddie Murphy
and Brett Ratner.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing the Oscars, Brett and Eddie.
Yeah.
But that so that's out on
And I didn't hear board. Much about this one. It came and went pretty quick.
Yeah.
The other Clint Eastwood release this week is Unforgiven on Blu-ray Digibook, which is still a fantastic Western. If you have not seen it, you owe it to yourself to check it out.
That's out. And then TV on DVD,
season
7 of Weeds.
You know, I never got into that show at all.
I watched the first couple seasons, and then I, like, didn't have cable, so I was out of
it. I love Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah, and she's excellent in it.
She was phenomenal on West Wing.
She's excellent in everything.
Speaking of West Wing, right next door to Weeds is The Way, which is starring Martin Sheen in a film by his son, Emilio Estevez. Classic cartoons, Underdog the Complete Series, comes to DVD from Shout Factory, and I started watching some of this stuff, and after about 4 or 5 episodes... You really don't want to watch
it. Is it all completely the same?
Yeah,
like
it's
every
all
single
pretty
episode?
Much. Yeah, and I grew up on this stuff, and I'm sure you did too. It was on lunchtimes in Chicago.
Well, the other kids thing, then, if you don't want to expose them to Underdog.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots.
Antonio Banderas. Yeah. It's kind of a mixed bag of things this week.
Yeah, a little something for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other way to look at it.
Exactly. All right, let's switch over to streaming media and Netflix. Interesting, critically acclaimed. I need to see this. I have not yet. Being Elmo. Whoopi Goldberg narrates this documentary about Muppeteer Kevin Clash.
Oh, yes.
And Kevin is a fantastic person and very interesting.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, Elmo, Little Red.
Yeah.
Muppet is like a big black guy,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Very
Elmo.
Large black
guy. Which is so cool.
And a very funny, very soft-spoken, very intelligent man. He did Clifford on Muppets Tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
If anybody is carrying the mantle of Jim Henson, it's Kevin.
That's great.
So let's see that. Another interesting documentary. Mm-hmm. It's called Semper Fi, Always Faithful, about... this sounds fascinating. It's about the health of the Marines and their families on a North Carolina base that's been severely compromised by toxic water.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
So talking about, you know, being the good soldier carrying on the fight when your government and where you're living is killing you and your family.
Yeah.
Oof. Archer Season 2, wacky animated series from FX and Lincoln Lawyer. Matthew McConaughey, which they're actually talking about doing a sequel and a television series
There's a series of books.
Okay.
You know, with the character in it.
Right.
So
I didn't know that.
I'm sure they, you know, the stories are right there. They just need to take them from novel form into script form. And it was a really good movie, and Matthew McConaughey is just made for the role.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Over on Hulu, classic television, Mr. Ed, if you like talking horses. Mm. The Colgate Comedy Hour with Abbott and Costello. This is the end of their career, 1954, 55. Lou Costello died in 1959. So if you want to see the two of them at the end of their career, you can check out these episodes. Fascinating, which I didn't know existed, 2005 British TV miniseries, mm-hmm. Casanova, mm-hmm. starring David Tennant. Wow. As the legendary lover.
I'd buy him as that.
With Rose Byrne, Matt Lucas, and Peter O'Toole.
Nice cast.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a miniseries, multiple episodes. If you're just looking for kind of classic movies, Groundhog Day.
Nice.
Bill Murray, the Harold Ramis. Yeah. Film, and St. Elmo's Fire, the 80s Rat Pack.
The Brat Pack.
Brat Pack, right, exactly. Wasn't Demi Moore's character in that? Was she a drug user in that movie?
No, she was, like, spent all her money and stuff.
Okay,
and
I thought she was kind of strung out.
Rob Lowe was, like, a drunk in it.
Oh, okay. It's been a long time since
I've
seen
it. It was, like, bat earring. That's what I remember.
Andy McDowell's in that, too, right?
Right, right. Emilio Estevez was looking
right.
up with her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Over on Amazon Instant, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases, plus a few other interesting things I found. Honey, I Shrunk mm-hmm. the Kids, which I absolutely adore. It's Rick Moranis.
I mean, so much better than
Stuart
the
Pankin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Waiting to Exhale, starring the late Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead, which is the AMC series, season 2, and Jason Isaacs' new series, Awake, which you were telling me about.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. It's about a man who, his, like, wife and son die in a car accident, and he will, like, close his eyes to fall asleep, and then he's in a reality where his wife survived, and then he closes his eyes again, and he's in a reality where his son survived.
And he's a police detective in both.
Right, and it's different cases, and so he has these, like, two lives, and you don't know which one's real and which one's, like, in his mind.
Yeah, and he's going to therapy and he has two different therapists.
Yeah.
Each one's...
And the cool thing, watching, you know, like watching the commercials for it and stuff, you don't recognize who the actor is. Because Jason Isaac is
Lucius Malfoy.
Lucius Malfoy.
From the Harry Potter films.
So, and it's, because of course he looks nothing like that. He's like short, dark hair and all that. And you're like, he's familiar. And he doesn't have his accent. And it's like, who is that? Who is that? And it takes you forever to figure out.
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting to see him playing a different character.
Right, yeah.
Because here in the States, like, that's all we know him as.
Right.
Is, you know, Malfoy.
So after 7 movies, yeah, I need to look at that. But that's all I've got, so throw it over to you.
Well, not too much on regular TV this week. Just a couple things, because we've got a bunch of, you know, mid-seasons that have already started, and then we have other ones that are starting in a few weeks. But on Bravo is the next season of Bethany Ever After.
Oh, is this another Real Housewives?
It's Bethany Frankel, who was on Real Housewives in New York. And then they had one about her, like, getting married and having a baby. And this is continuing just reality about her life.
Okay.
That's Monday, for those of you into that kind of thing. On Tuesday on Fox, the Glee episode is the regionals competition. And where they're up against the Warblers. And it's the winter finale, so then there'll be a break.
There'll be a few-week break.
All right. And then they'll come back with the end of the season.
Gotcha.
That Saturday night, ABC is showing the movie The Devil Wears Prada, which is Meryl Streep.
Anne Hathaway,
yeah. If you're into that movie or don't have cable and want to watch a movie,
there you go.
Saturday, ABC. You're all set. Let's see, a few music things. We talked about Act of Valor. The soundtrack is coming out, too, with the movie opening, and it's a whole bunch of country stars doing the soundtrack to that.
Oh.
The other very interesting, Sinead O'Connor has a brand new album called How About I Be Me and You Be You.
Now, is she married? Is she not married?
I don't know what situation that is now. Because they married, and then they were going to
get divorced, and then they got back.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know where she is.
She's still making music, and that's what's most important.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. So, first time on CD, Mel Brooks' Greatest Hits. It's actually a 78 release, and it's the themes from his movies.
Really?
Featuring the scores by John Morris.
Yeah, John Morris is fantastic. I love his stuff. In fact, I enticed Clark to do an episode of Sounds and Sights of Cinema just because of John Morris.
Right. So it was out, you know, on vinyl because it was the 70s. So it's first time on CD. So
nice.
Big.
And hopefully MP3 so I can download it right to the laptop.
So big Mel Brooks fans or soundtrack fans.
Yeah.
There's a treat for you this week.
Good music.
A book this week, Flesh and Bones, which is a Temperance Brennan novel, by Kathy Riche.
Oh.
That's out on paperback. She's one of my favorite authors. Tempers Brennan from the TV show Bones.
Right, played by Emily
they
Deschanel.
They completely changed the character for the TV show.
Oh.
On the TV show, she's, you know, single, no kids, and whatever. In the books, she's like divorced, has a grown daughter. It's a very different character.
Okay.
But still, like, forensic anthropologist. So it's a thriller kind of book.
All right.
And also cool out is John Carter, Warlord of Mars, Omnibus.
All right. Now, there's a lot of John Carter books that have been
over the years. This is
the compendium.
A whole big set. And I don't know if it's everything, but it's a whole big set of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, like, $70.
Wow.
So this big put all the comics together in one bound book.
And those were that was a series that I did not get into as a kid. I didn't even know existed. And now here, you know, we've got Disney.
Yeah. So with the movie coming out.
Yeah. And I'm still, every time I see a trailer for that, I'm like, oh God, please don't suck. Please don't
suck. Oh, it's so going to suck. Oh, come on. I've seen the trailers
I'm
too.
I'm still hoping.
Please. The theater news this week is actually also TV news.
Yeah.
Late Night with Jimmy Fallon this week is having Broadway week.
Ooh.
So every night there's going to be a performance from a Broadway musical.
Oh, they have the lineup already?
Including the whatever Jonas.
Yeah, I think it's Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
Joe, Josh, Sam, whichever one has the scene business.
Okay.
So that'll be the big draw. Yeah, so those of us who can't make it to New York to see stuff, you can tune in to Jimmy Fallon this week.
Didn't Rosie O'Donnell used to do stuff like that too?
She used to do a lot on her show. She was a big supporter because she... You know, used to go with her mom as a kid and things
Broadway
like that.
Shows.
Yeah, so when she was doing her talk show, her old one, in New York, she used to do a lot of Broadway stuff. But this is cool. Jimmy's done this for a few years. And
Jimmy's really carved a niche out for himself on late night television.
Yeah.
For a guy who was such a screw-up on SNL.
I thought he was going to completely flop when they gave him the show.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's still going strong.
Good for him.
So. Yeah. Anyhow, that's what's happening in the rest of the entertainment world.
All right. Well, let's look at news really quickly. So we had the funeral for Whitney Houston this weekend, which all of these people came out to perform. They had a whole program and a list of people, like Kevin Costner and all these people did eulogies.
Okay, like, because, I'm sorry, like, why, though, are we, like, finding out who's there?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It was the whole production. I mean, it was this whole...
Exactly.
It was Dionne Warwick. And
it was a freaking production.
It was. And Aretha Franklin was supposed to be there, but she was sick and she couldn't. So, you know, there was drama in and out. Well, of course, Bobby Brown shows up.
Right, which they came out... He had said he wasn't invited, and then the family said, yes, you are invited, and he showed up.
He showed up with 9 people.
His family, though.
Okay.
A lot of, like, his family, his other kids, his whatever.
Okay, because they put it his entourage of 9, and he only was allowed 2 seats. So I guess he pitched a fit and left.
Because he sat with the family, because even though they're divorced, he's family.
Right.
So according to him, they kept telling him to move and kept moving him around and whatever, made him very unwanted, whatever. And so he, I don't know how much... He pitched a fit. But, you know, good props for him for leaving instead of causing a bigger scene.
Now, I wonder if they don't blame him for her drug addictions or whatever.
Very well might, but it doesn't matter. It's his daughter's mother passed away.
Right.
And he should be there on him, but they should allow him to be there, her family.
Well, hopefully, you know, after all this, they can put her to rest and we can move on with life. Some other sad news, Dame Judi Dench, who we mentioned earlier about J. Edgar, has announced that she is suffering from macular degeneration, which is slowly eating away her eyesight. And I guess according to an interview that she recently did, that it's very difficult for her to even see who she's eating dinner with anymore.
Oh, that's so sad. Cause they're shooting the new James Bond right now, and it's supposed to be a really big
It is.
Picture.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is kind of going to be end of her career.
I know, they didn't say. Her daughter is helping her with her scripts and memorizing her lines and things. So she's a trooper.
Yeah,
if anybody can pull it off, she can.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that is sad news.
Other sad news, the Colbert Report went off the air unexpectedly. They just stopped recording episodes this past week. Stephen's mother is 91. And I guess she fell ill, so he's very close with his mom.
Yeah.
And I guess the story came out. He's from a big family, big Chicago family. I didn't know that his father and 2 of his brothers were killed in an airline crash in 1974.
Oh, I don't know that either.
Back to Chicago. There was a plane crash in North Carolina, in Charlotte.
Oh my gosh.
Killing his dad and his brothers. Weird. Some other good news. The trailer for Chris Colfer's first movie has been released. And I didn't realize that he's writing, he's producing, and he's acting.
He's amazing. And the other thing he's doing that's coming out soon, he's written a children's book.
Shut up.
That's going to be out sometime soon.
And this is no little project. I mean, because the cast includes Dermot Mulroney, Allison Janney, Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, and Christina Hendricks. It's directed by Brian Donnelly, who's done a lot of television, Pushing Daisies, Weeds, United States of Terror. But it's about a high school kid, and I didn't really get the whole story, but it's a high school kid who is struck and killed by lightning, and then is he talking about his life in retrospect.
Oh, okay.
So, interesting.
Good for Chris.
Yeah, I know. Take advantage of it while you can.
Bingo.
You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of taking advantage of things, Lindsay Lohan is hosting Saturday Night Live on March 3rd.
Yes.
There's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yep. We'll see how that goes. Yep. No, I probably won't see.
Yeah.
But anyhow, you all can let me know.
Yeah. So there you got your
news. All right. And then, of course, we'll finish up with our Kardashian news. Mm-hmm. Kim is on the cover of Allure magazine, and they did the big interview and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's already talking about her next wedding.
What?
She's not dating anybody or anything. But, you know, she's talking about it, and, quote, "I would just want it to be so special with our family and close friends, and that's it. Somewhere on a deserted island, very private. I want it to be so special." So, like, the $100 million wedding wasn't special.
They're not going to film it? Is that
anyhow,
what she's saying?
Yes. Yeah,
right. Sure. Of course
they are. And that's the other part. So, no cameras and stuff. So, if you didn't get invited to the last one, I think you're all screwed. Because the next one, which I'm sure will last forever and ever, it will be true love.
Yes. When she finds another...
She's going to keep it private. Unless, of course, I'm sure she gets sponsors to pay for it all, and then she'll...
Oh, I'm sure her mother will do that. But you know damn well it's going to be a professional athlete with a very large penis.
Yeah, well, supposedly she's hanging out with Reggie Bush again, so...
Oh, great.
We'll see.
Those what a woman.
Kids.
What a woman. Anybody would be lucky to have her. All right. So that'll do it for us this week. As always, you can send feedback to mstaley@dvdverdict.com or
mhansen@dvdverdict.com.
And we did get one piece of feedback from our very own Judge Alice Nelson's husband this
week. Yes. That he's watched the celebrity bowling.
From 1970s.
It's wonderful because it's just like watching your family bowling.
So, hey, there's an endorsement for you. You can go over to Hulu and check out Celebrity Bowling. But that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. In the meantime,
glad we could get together.